It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. How do you feel? Well, you know the way I feel today. I feel frustrated. Mm-hmm. I did something last night that made me feel frustrated. That means not feel good inside at all. No. I played, you remember the things we recorded yesterday. The xylophone and the slide whistle and the drum. I started to play those last night and I pushed the wrong button. And I erased the whole thing accidentally. You know what I did? I got out my punching bag after that, put it together, and punched it. You know why it's called a punching bag, don't you? It's a bag that you punch. Mm-hmm. Some people punch a bag when they're angry. Some people do other things when they're angry. What do you do when you're angry? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man. You girls are growing to be ladies, and you boys are growing to be men, and I'm proud of you. And after you've done your punching, or your pounding, or your singing, or your dancing, if you're angry, then after you're finished with that, you just do something else. Mm-hmm. You know what I think I'll do now? Make another one of those recordings. Sure, we have the instruments in the kitchen. We have the recorder. Might as well do it. Come along. Hi, picture, picture. Hi. It won't be the same as yesterday. No, because we're making up the music. But at least we'll have a recording. The xylophone. The drum. And the slide whistle. Okay. Now let me get the slide whistle on the right key. Let's see how it sounds. See if you can hear the different instruments together. There's our new recording. Now, I have a surprise for you here. I made this for you last night. Now, those were instruments, but I've recorded some voices on here for you. I'd like to see if you can tell me who's saying these.
Meow, 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 meow. Beautiful meow.
Henry the Pussycat? Okay. Now listen to this one.
It certainly is a beautiful day, Henrietta.
He lives in the castle, doesn't he? King Friday. Now, these last two, see if you can tell me who they are.
Have you noticed how happy Uncle Friday seems these days?
Yes, I can notice it clear back here from my clock.
Why don't we pretend that Lady Aberlin and Daniel are together in the neighborhood of make-believe? Would you like to do that? First of all, let's call the trolley. Oh, fish. Very first, the fish. Fish eat like that. You help me call the trolley, all right? When I put up one finger, you say one. And when I put up two fingers, say two. When I put up three, say three. And then I'll make the trolley come, all right? Ready? Good for you. Hello there, trolley. Hear the trolley with his ding and his whistle? Would you do your ding and your whistle together, trolley? Can you hear them so separately and together? We'd like to go to the neighborhood of make-believe and pretend that Lady Aberlin and Daniel are together today, trolley. Okay, would you take us, please? Let's pretend that we're going. Right to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, hello, trolley. Oh. It really would be nice to run back and forth on a pair of tracks all day. No, I'm not a bit well. I'm trying to do this knitting, but I'm just not doing it very well. Well, I know, but it makes me so angry. Too bad.
Lady Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Face me, please. Lady Aberlin, what are you doing?
Oh, I was trying to do this knitting, but I'm not doing it very well.
Maybe I see it.
I dropped some stitches and...
If at first you don't succeed, stay as sweet as you are.
Is that all you're going to say about it?
That is all, except that you don't look very much like a lady today.
Ladies have feelings too, Uncle Friday.
Farewell, niece.
Thanks a lot.
Lady Evelyn, how are you?
Oh, I'm not too well, Daniel.
Well, what's wrong?
I'm all tangled up. I was trying to knit, and it's just not going well at all.
Oh, well, let me come down and see it.
Another tangle.
What is it?
Well, I was trying to make...
Oh, my, your yarn is all mixed up, isn't it?
A scarf. Oh, Daniel, look.
Well, it's yellow.
Yes, it's tangled and it's yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting very angry.
Well, I guess that is frustrating when it doesn't go too well like that.
That's exactly what it is. It's frustrating.
Well, have you tried hitting a punching bag?
Well, no, I don't have one to hit.
Well, any bag will do. I'll get you one, okay? Just a minute. Here's a bag. Now all you do is fill the bag with rags, and then it'll be a rag bag for punching. I'll get you some rags. Here's one. It's a pretty one, isn't it? That's it. There's another one. I'll put it in. That's two, isn't it? There's a good hard one there. Three. Now it's a four rag bag. Think we should have some more? Okay. There. Now it's a six rag bag. has your knitting in it, too. Now try it. How's that?
A little better.
Is that knitting something that that you're making for somebody?
It was going to be a present.
Well, maybe it's too hard for you to do by yourself.
I guess
you need to ask somebody to help.
Maybe I do.
Hey, hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, X.
How in the world are you?
Well, pretty good, X. I mean, Lady Appleton's having some trouble with her knitting.
Oh, well, let me see. Oh, what is it? I mean, it looks like a scarf or something.
Oh, that's nice of you to say, X, of course.
Or a cloud. Maybe it's a cloud, is it? A knitted cloud. I never saw a knitted cloud before. I mean, it could go up in the sky, and you know a cloud.
Well, I didn't think it was a cloud, but maybe that's what it could be.
Yeah.
Maybe you can help.
I wish I could. Let me see. Could I put my wings in there and make it all better for you?
Wait a minute, X.
What?
Give me your wing.
Yeah. Hey, is that
nifty?
Hey, that is really nifty-glifty. Yeah?
Well, I had no idea that's what it was.
Well, it could be.
Oh.
I mean, it probably wasn't what you had planned.
Well, could you use a vest?
Of course I could.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, well, you know, when you have wings like that and there are holes in your knitting,
sure
is fine.
Please wear it and enjoy it and...
Yeah.
Thanks. I was so mad.
You were? What do you do usually when you feel disappointed?
I dance. Usually.
You dance?
Mm.
Well, why don't you dance for a bit now?
Right now?
Sure. I mean, you have... You've given it to X and...
Well, I don't feel so mad now, but... Okay. For my friends...
Yeah, dance. Let us see you dance a bit.
Here's the rag bag, Daniel.
Thanks.
Does when she's angry.
People have different ways to help them when they're angry or disappointed or frustrated. Look who came while we were make-believing today. It's a friend of mine, Mr. Coswick. And he's a sculptor. And look, you're using a string.
Works easily.
Just to cut the cloth?
Would you like to try it?
Yes.
See what happens. Remove it completely.
Oh. May I take a piece?
Do stuff. Help me.
And you just lift it off. Oh, what a big piece of clay.
Well, we'll get this out of the way and show you. what happens to it.
All right.
See how quickly it forms and shapes.
Gee, it's great just to squeeze, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can see it from all sides. I wonder what that looks like to most people.
Looks like a graceful person to me.
It looks like a person, though, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And yet it wasn't meant to be. It just happened.
Do you ever use clay when you're feeling sad or angry?
Oh, yes. It feels good because it seems like any tightness or anything that I do have just comes right out and works right into the clay. Goes right into it. And it works out a lot of frustrations for me. You can turn it
through your fingers into the clay.
Right into the clay. This is a good place to leave them. Because then when they get in here, you can hit them or get rid of them that way.
That's beautiful. It looks like a lady dancing.
Well, it does remind you of the dancer that you had on before,
mm-hmm.
working out.
Make believe.
You can use a tool if you want to. Will that help you?
I don't know how.
This is a ceramic tool, a clay tool. And just use it instead of your fingers sometimes to smooth out and to carve in, to make a nice smooth line if you wish.
I see.
And if you wanted to add some texture or some things that would help, supposing this dancer, you wanted to show some of the hair on it, we could do something like that.
Oh,
and
that
would pick
beautiful.
Up. It makes it look a little more like a person.
What's this side for on this tool?
This you can scoop. It's almost like a spoon in that it scoops the clay out and it leaves also a little texture there. We can press in with this end. We can also cut in part way and just leave that piece there and turn it.
Right?
If it will help the piece. If we need something in the back. This is the way modern art is made or formed. A lot of it, just the way you feel and the way you squeeze and push the clay, it shows just the way you happen to feel at the time. Now, I feel quite happy with this one. It's quite joyous, and I think it reflects it.
You know, when you look at it, you could almost do that yourself. Take a very close look at this. Person dancing. Now try to pretend that you're that person. Hold your arm out like this, and then turn your head around like this. Can you do it? There are all kinds of ways to feel and all kinds of ways to express your feeling.
Now we'll make this same figure very sad. Why? Putting the head down.
Okay.
See, from being very joyful, she's become very sad. Just by moving the clay.
I just love to see what you do.
Well, I believe I'd better leave. I have a class to meet.
Oh, Mr. Kay's a teacher. He teaches in a high school. Yeah.
And it was very nice for you to have me. I better put this back in the bag. And
gee, I'm glad you'd
it
come
was
by.
Nice
will you
of
come
you to
again?
Visit. Well, I'd be very happy to. Very, very pleasurable.
Here's my lump.
Okay, we'll
next
put it
next time
in
you
bag.
Come, stay longer so we can make more together, all right?
Oh, all right. Maybe we can do something a little more recognizable, perhaps.
That string that cuts the clay, I never saw such a thing.
Oh, good.
Thanks, Mr. K.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Give my best to those people in your class.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
another one of our neighbors. You see how he did that? Just turned it around with his... Oh, and he's been working a long time with clay. I must clean up things and go, too. Fish a little bit. There you are. You and I will be together again tomorrow. Do more things. I hope Mr. K will come back again. We can squeeze the clay and pound the clay. See you tomorrow. 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 We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. No matter how you're feeling, I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.